How's about watching a good TV show with us, Willie?
No, thank you, sir. I don't care for horror movies. I'll go to my room and play with my chemistry set.
Okay, Willie. Have fun.
Lost Disc Radio.
That's right. Let's have some music. Must be great to have the only working phonograph in the world. It makes you feel like a big man, doesn't it? Just like you've always wanted to be.
Shut up!
That's a raven.
Look out my window. What do you think I see? I look back in my window. So many different people to be.
I understand.
So strange.
Yeah, we did it again right there. Right there, top of the hour for you, folks. Kicking it off for October of 2012. It is another episode of Lost Discs Radio coming on your audio system, right? Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, however you're digging it. It is Lee Montgomery off the Liberty Records label with his rendition of The Season of the Witch. Right? Are you okay with that? You know, I'll tell you, let me just tell you something right now. Dr. Doc Brown, I don't think he's ever missed one of our versions of Season of the Witch, but he's not here. Somehow he's not here. So when he rolls in, folks, we expect you to email in and chastise him the way he deserves it, right? And every minute that goes by that he don't show up, that's another email we need in, and that's another expletive in an email we need from you. You valued shortwave listeners there, just asking where the hell is Dr. Doc Brown tonight, right? But in the meanwhile, we do have Joe Stacks on that phone line to help us out.
Yeah, on the line and lined up for another fabulous October Lost Discs show. Man,
yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's happening right now, Josie? Then I actually have to wait. And now, Chesty, move over and get on Dr. Doc Brown's microphone. Let's just assume he's not even coming. And, you know? So, yeah, that's right. You, You have full command over Doc's bell. If you what? Let's do it.
You can ring my bell.
All right. Yes.
Ring my bell.
Good. Do it again. Do it again. Because I don't think we heard that good enough. Now go easy on the my. Oh my God.
I'm not a professional.
All right. Anyways, it's true. Yukon Jack is over there in the cracker chat, and you know he's always digging it. You got it, boy. We always dig the Yukon Jack Halloween spectaculars. You know these things. They only come around once a year. You know. So, big shout out there to Yukon, who's digging the Season of the Witch. Well, all right. So now here we are. We got to move the show on. It's a jam packed show. And so, folks, when you're getting in on the expletives of the email, you got to send it to. Go ahead, Chesty, give them the email.
That's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
That's right. Spell the word discs with the letter C on it there. And Joe, we're gonna move it along here with a group called the Click. Now, this is another reason why we wanted Dr. Doc Brown on board, because we all know that when we talk about the Click, we're usually talking about the American group, the Click, who, of course, blows our mind by having the original version of Superman, right?
Right, I know that.
Fabulous. Sugar on Sunday, written, I think, and produced by Tommy James.
I am Superman, and I can do... I can do anything, so they said, on the old White Whale label. But now we're not talking about that group. We're talking about a different group of the same name, and these guys, I'm thinking, are out of the UK, Joe.
You would be absolutely correct. These guys cut two singles for Pye Records, Home of the Kinks, in 1965. Interestingly, produced by the manager of the Troggs, a guy named Larry Page.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah,
well,
interesting. You know, and you know, thinking about the Click, the American Click, the UK Click, the Click and the Click, it's like the kaleidoscope. You know, endless confusion. But neither group got big enough on on one end or the other to cause anyone to have to change their name or like append that qualifier. Hi, yeah. We're the Click UK.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting that never did come up. And by the way, we're talking about. The CLIQUE Click. And I do happen to know, Joe, this was released in the States on the ABC Paramount label. Right?
Yes, I did.
So let's dig it tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
She's lying all the time. She's lying all the time. She's lying all the time. She'll leave you someday. She'll hurt you someday. The water and moon, I seen the tears in her eyes, seen the birds flying across midnight skies. I'm too much in love to realize this little woman, she was telling me lies. I leave her now, I go away, I think that you're right. She's lying all the time. She's lying all the time. She's lying all the time. She'll leave you someday, she'll hurt you someday. The woman's sighs and the moon shining in the midday sky. Things you've been saying, I know that they're true. I'm gonna see my girl and tell her we're through. I leave her now, I go away, I think that you're right. She's lying all the time. She's lying all the time. She's lying all the time. She'll leave you someday.
Lost Discs Radio,
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant
Replay. Hey. Hey, Neat. Neat, I can see the future.
She ain't no good. She's lying all the time. She ain't no good. She's lying all the time. She ain't no good. She's lying all the time. She'll leave you someday. She'll hurt you someday. Don't waste your time. I've seen the water and the moon. I've seen the tears in her eyes.
She ain't no good.
I've seen birds fly across the midnight sky.
She ain't no good.
Too much in love.
We play the best oldies you've never heard. What do I mean by that?
Crazy, what did he say?
Didn't you hear him?
No, man, I'm too far out.
That could have been the original right there, man. The leaves from their 1966 album, right, which we'd like to tell you is off the Mera Records label. But that came off of a white vinyl German import or something that I got back in the day, man, in Cleveland. Joe, that...
Pie?
What's that?
suggesting?
It's Leaves, and it was on the Pi label, that one record.
Yeah.
What?
Make your point.
I don't know. What's your favorite pie?
Leaf pie? I don't know what you're getting at there.
Coconut cream is a year-round favorite.
Now look, now back up a minute. What? Come on, Joe, that song, that Monkees song, Words, that wouldn't that have come out in 67 for the Monkees? And the Leaves had it out in 66? Now come on, wait a minute.
Well, the Leaves were always kind of ahead of the curve on that one, you know. One of the earliest known releases of Hey Joe.
Well, no, wait. No, is it possible that they would have had this Boyce and Hart song, you know, maybe 6-9 months ahead of the Monkees putting it out? Is that possible?
Well, it could have happened. I mean, after all, it's not like the, you know, if you remember, like, the Missing Links series, there were earlier versions of the Monkees taking on Words that could have come right after, like, more of the Monkees, but before they ditched Boyce and Hart for their own power to do Headquarters. So, you know, it's just like, you know, they're the earlier versions of Valerie, too, you know, where it was recorded a year or two before it actually showed up.
Yeah, because I'm thinking Words came out on the Pisces, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones album, and that was late 67.
And that was redone.
I'm telling you, man, that the Leaves are not covering the Monkees there. It's the other way around, folks. That's the kind of stuff we're trying to uncover here at the show. And before that, well, yeah, look, we spun both versions. It was the British version from the Click of She Ain't No Good. And then we played right off the actual 45 on the Decca label. We played Sean and the Brandywines covering She Ain't No Good about a year later in 66. Joe, what about Sean and the Brandywines?
Well, who'd have even thunk there would have been two versions of that song?
Well, yes, exactly.
So the best I can tell you is this is possibly the lone single by Sean and the Brandywines. So were they a one-off group? Were they a studio concoction? I don't know, because, you know, you have a lot of U.S. bands checking out, you know, the British imports, trying to find stuff that, that you know, hadn't shown up or hadn't charted just to try to make their own break, you know? There was a group out of Florida called the Montells who did some early Pretty Things covers because, you know, they weren't breaking in the U.S., well, ever. But, you know, these guys were radical Anglophiles and, well, maybe more rabid than radical. And, you know, you went looking for those cool songs that nobody else knew or was doing.
Well, yeah, too bad they couldn't have broken into the charts. It's interesting how they take that name. They're trying to sound very British there, right?
Oh, yeah.
With a name like
that. Did you check out, is there a production credit on that 45?
This is another one of the reasons why I think this is a collectible record, arranged and produced by Gary Usher.
Yeah. That would have been right, you know, I mean, he's at his peak. Probably, you said that was 66 or 67 when that came out?
That was 60, Sean and the Brandywines had it in 66, man.
Okay, so that would have been around the same time Gary Usher's producing, like, the latter couple of Birds albums, too. So who knows what's going on?
All right, now look, we've got an email in on the email account, and it's from a guy named Kevin in Illinois, and he's got it up on the shortwave, man, and he's recording it off the web, and he's digging it on the shortwave radio at the same time. That's the way I'm interpreting his email. All right, so, and then here comes Larry. This is going to be Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. We know he's giving a shout out in 73s to everyone, and he's saying, Dr. Doc Brown, get your ass in gear. That's right, we need more expletives. Come on, it's almost 20 past the hour.
I'm a little worried about
him. Come on, 20 past the hour, that's it. He ain't showing, man.
I don't think so.
Very rarely does he make it.
Something must have happened.
Past 10:30. Something must have happened. Yeah, he's probably, he's drunk down at his job down as the pin monkey down at the lanes. That's the problem. Sometimes he just can't get out of there in time for the show. He's a problem with shoes, you know. He's a shoe problem. Anyway, Larry's getting it on 5110 kilohertz, folks. I'm telling you, short wave. And good old Yukon Jack still digging it. All right, so folks, get in on the email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And speaking of this kind of thing, you know that one of the main reasons we do this program nowadays, once a month, is because of our buddies over at rockinradio.com. And I was remiss last month when we were doing our 11th anniversary spectacular. Then we were throwing shouts out to BCQ and their 14th anniversary. That it also happened, by the way, Chesty, to be Rockin' Radio's 13th anniversary.
Wow.
At the beginning of September.
I guess I didn't realize they were around so long.
Yeah, well, neither did I, really. And so we didn't mention it. And, well, hey, I don't want to piss off Randy Tibbins and the management over at Rockin' Radio. So I'm thinking, okay, what can I play for these guys for a 13-year anniversary spectacular thing?
And 13th floor elevators?
No.
Oh.
Because that's just too obvious, right?
Oh, I'm
so
obvious.
So it became, well, no, I mean, not necessarily, but, you know, for guys that are really into it, that's obvious. No, I went with the even more obscure and slightly Squaresville sounds now of the 13s. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs. Radio.
Monday night and I got a date. Date's outside and it's getting late. The mom told me I have to wait till X plus Y equals Z.
Z, 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 Z.
Did my other homework like I should. I'd do this one if I could, but I'm not doing any good with X plus Y equals Z.
Life, I want a little dog. 'cause a doggy's life, that's the only life for me. I wanna lead a dog's life. I wanna lead a doggy's life. I wanna lead a dog, 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 dog.
Dr. Doc Brown.
Whatever he's smoking, don't get any. It's got paraquat on it.
Whoa, yeah!
But where is he now?
He's washing cars in New Jersey.
Mushrooms. 20 mushrooms. Medium-sized mushrooms. We don't want any of the small ones.
Sounds of Sacred Mushroom tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Going out to our newest member of the Lost Discs Radio crew, and that's Polly the dog. We have a dog, a resident dog now in the studio at all times, and we're going to talk more about that in a minute. But before that, we were hearing from Ronnie Lavelle off the Parkway label. A little Squaresville, remarkably out of tune action called A Dog's Life. And we kicked off that set with X plus Y equals Z from the 13s on the Todd label. We're sending that one out to Randy Tivins over at Rockin' Radio. Rockin'Radio.com, folks. Go check them out. That's where we're at. And that's where our buddies are at doing their shows every month. And it's some great action over there if you're digging the obscure oldies. Okay, so, I don't know, Ronnie Lavelle, who cares? But, you know, it was an interesting sort of song, I guess. It fit in there. But the Sacred Mushroom, that's more our style. Let's throw it over to Joe Stax. What do you know, Joe?
Well, these guys apparently originated out of the Cincinnati area, Cincinnati, Ohio. And, they recorded a single on, a local label called Minaret. And went on to put out a whole LP, self-titled, at the tail end of the 60s on the Parallax label.
And Parallax?
Parallax.
Wow. The Parallax, that's cool.
And the only other thing I know to mention is that one of their members, I think it was their lead guitar player, went on to join the group Pure Prairie League.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a jump, but, you know, hey.
Oh, that's an interesting tie-in. Parallax, isn't it? I think that's an astronomical term, parallax. right?
Sounds like it. I know it was like a Warren Beatty movie in the 70s.
Oh, well.
Black Sioux.
Well, there's always that.
Don't watch it. It's grim.
Yeah. Well, fair enough, Joe. Hey, now look, folks. This is it's bottom of the hour. Something terrible must have happened to Dr. Doug Brown. Okay, it's not funny. He's not actually here, and now we don't know, and he's pulled over on the edge of the street. Now, wait a minute. Now we're hearing in for some people. Here comes John Carver on the email. And somehow the email's not loading, so you know how this is going to go. It's going to be the part where the show grinds to a halt. He's got us with an S9 signal with a bit of noise on 5110 kilohertz upper sideband tonight, right about now, folks. And, all right, now he wants us to cut Dr. Doug Brown a little bit of slack, right? You digging this?
Slack?
Oh, see, he wants to make sure that we believe that we can do a good show even without Dr.
Oh, well, that's high
right?
praise.
All right, so hey, that's John in Mid North Indiana, if you can believe that.
Wow, Indiana, and Illinois.
Now here comes Rissa. Now this is Joe. You know, for years I'm going to speak for myself here. For years I've been dreaming of moving to Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. When I lived in Cleveland, man, back in the early 90s, I used to drop down to Pittsburgh, you know, every other month or so and hang out and enjoy the scene. We know people in Pittsburgh. We dig the scene in Pittsburgh. Joe, you're in Pittsburgh, right? You dig the scene in Pittsburgh? You like living there?
Pittsburgh. I do. You know, this is one of the meccas for finding vinyl records. You know, we got the fabulous Jerry's down here. And there's just always something wild going on. You know, we got the Three Rivers Film Festival happening right now.
Yeah.
There's the Hollywood Theater over here in Dormont where you can get in for $7 and watch classics and cult movies up in the balcony.
Hell you say, man.
Oh, I we love it.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, here comes Rissa in on the email out of Pittsburgh, PA suddenly. Who knew she would suddenly be in Pittsburgh after all these years, and she was digging that Dog's Life song, and she wants to know, was that dedicated to Polly? Well, hell yeah, that's dedicated to Polly. That's the new resident dog in the studio, folks.
She's made herself quite at home here.
You can tell we're not real pirates, because real pirates have cats resident in the studio, right? We've got a poodle dog, which which reminds me, in the after hours, we must play that Frank Zappa song. I will pull out the vinyl, and in the after hours, we will play Cheapness, right off the vinyl LP there, folks.
Well, she's sweet Polly purebred for comic fans.
That's where he talks about that poodle dog. Big as a blimp with a rhinestone collar. That's an actual quote. All right, so thanks, folks, for digging it on the RF. We assume Marissa's getting it on the internet stream. Okay, now we're going to do a little set here. Oh, by the way, I have to explain. Not only did we play Dog's Life for Polly, the dog, but we also played Sacred Mushroom for Polly, the dog. Okay? And the reason was because today, Polly took a little trip, folks. She was out in the yard, and she kind of got away from us there, and she went over and yanked a cap of a mushroom out of the ground and just took off with it down the road. And, well, she didn't want to come back. And once we finally caught up with her, we realized that she most likely had ingested that shroom, man. So she had a little trip up to the vet. You know, not the kind of trip maybe you were hoping for there. Or maybe not the kind of trip she was hoping for. I don't know what she was thinking, right? So we had to play Sacred Mushroom for Polly, but now she's officially initiated into the Lost Discs radio empire around here. So we're going to keep it moving on with another little set here. We got a couple more songs for our studio dog, Polly. And it gives us a chance now to spin a little Irma Franklin. Yeah, off the Shout Records label tonight, folks. Yes, this is the sister of Aretha Franklin. So, older sister thereof. So why don't you just dig this tonight, Michelle?
You know you live. Left me for another. You left me here to weep alone. You know you lied. You lied and you cheated. Knowing this,
two cats, the dog's bone. Yes, I gave you my heart, dear, and I gave you things no amount of money can buy. But instead, you chose a phony, not knowing each word she told you was a lie.
Reports of strange noises.
Now you listen and you listen straight.
Come on.
Lost Disc Radio.
You may faint. You may be shocked. You may cry.
Well, in your folks, I'm gonna sing a little song. Don't get mad, I don't mean no harm. I want to play with your poodle. I want to play with your poodle. I want to play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Yes, that little poodle dog. They were laying in the shade. One time, oh, this is what she said. Can I play with your pool? Can I play with your pool? I want to play with your pool. I mean your little pool dog. Well, Mom killed a chicken and she thought it was a duck. Looked around, but she said it wasn't enough. I want to play with your pool. I want to play with your pool. Play with the pool, I mean your little poodle dog. What you do, boy?
Yes! That's what I'm talking about right there. The Out of Sight Sounds of Lightnin' Hopkins on the Jewel record label. Right? The actual 45 spinning on the turntable, folks, for you. With the play with the poodle dog there from Lightning Hopkins, right?
Hey, Polly, what did you think of that, Polly?
Yeah, put her on the microphone.
Polly's very satisfied.
She don't say much. Yeah, she's a puppy. Yeah, she's a little puppy dog, folks, and what are you going to do?
She's a red poodle, by the way.
Yes. Yes, very, very exotic.
And the softest thing you'd ever touch.
It was the singing dogs before that, in case you were concerned about it. Now, it is off the RCA Victor Records label. Yes, we have the 45. And yes, that's the same singing dogs who you hear every Christmas barking jingle bells. Right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Everybody with me on that? And that they had two records. They did the jingle bells thing, and then they followed it up in 1956 there with the Hot Dog Boogie. Okay, and then that was it for the singing dogs. What can I tell you? And Irma Franklin kicked off that set there for our
puppy. Who
knew
Aretha Franklin had a sister?
With Don't Catch That Dog's Bone, a B-side on the Shout label that I believe did not hit the charts. By the way, Irma Franklin, in case you're upset about the whole Irma Franklin thing, as people sometimes seem to be, much less successful, obviously, than her sister Aretha Franklin, but... She did have the original version of Take Another Little Piece of My Heart Now, Janice. You know, the Janis Joplin thing there? Okay, so we're going to just move it on. Go ahead. Joe, this is a track that you sent over that you were hoping we would get on the air tonight by the Johnstons.
All right.
Right?
What songs are going to be? What tracks are going to
be? Well, I like this... fresh sounding thing here called the Wherefore and the Why.
All right.
So what do we need to know?
Well, the Johnstons started as a hardcore Irish folk trio. It was the two Johnston sisters and their brother. They cut some stuff for Pie Records yet again.
Oh, come on.
Again, Pumpkin Pie and
Yeah, no. Pumpkin Pie.
There you go.
Before moving, I'm not sure if their brothers split before or after they signed with the Transatlantic label.
Yeah.
They recruited a couple of quality singer guitarists, a guy named Mick Maloney and a guy named Paul Brady to join in and round out the sound. And then they started to they tended to alternate. They'd release like traditional stuff, and then they put out some more folk pop, you know, more chart oriented material, and you know they. Really good stuff right up through the end of the 60s.
I'm very fond of the Celtic sound. And maybe just, you know, and men in skirts in general.
Yeah, well, all right. Except,
you know what? Can I say just, I saw a transvestite trying on shoes today.
Yeah. Wait, back up. say that again. With more detail this time.
What? I said I saw a transvestite trying on shoes today.
What kind of shoes?
High-heeled shoes.
That's what I'm saying.
Giant high-heeled shoes.
All right, has nothing to do with this record, but we always got to take an aside for that type of thing here on the program, folks. Yes, here it is, the Johnstons, man. It's Joe Stax's pick of the week, I guess you'd say. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
I woke this morning, something inside of me told me this would be my day. I heard the morning train, I felt the wind change too many times I'm on my way.
Come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? Shake me, brothers forsake me, the rain can touch me, can I touch the rain?
Then I got a thinking, what makes you want to go, to know the wherefore and the why? So many times now, oh Lord, I can't remember, if it's September or July.
Come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, brothers forsake me. The rain can touch me, can I touch the rain?
But all at once you came to me, I saw the wherefore. You can see it if you try. It's in the sun above, it's in the one you love. You'll never know the reason why.
Come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, brothers forsake me. The rain can touch me, can I touch the rain? Sunshine.
Lost Discs Radio, your place for fun.
No, you're a bunch of morons who are caught in a cult.
One time there was an old man with a very crooked nose. He lived inside a locker and they called him Old Man Mo. One dark and very morning, I knocked up on the door. I didn't hear a single sound, and I ain't gonna do it no more. I believe,
old man.
I believe,
old man.
I believe,
old man.
That old man knows his name. Well, I believe,
old man.
I believe,
old man.
I believe,
old man,
that old man knows his thing. I believe Moe's kicked the bucket.
Yeah, man, buck, buck, bucket.
I believe Moe's kicked the bucket, that old man knows his thing. Now I believe
he kicked the bucket.
I believe,
buck, buck, bucket.
I believe Moe's kicked the bucket, that old man knows his thing. His window, and I peeped in through a crack. Inside there was an old man lying flat upon his back. I thought that he was sleeping, his hand hung on the floor. He didn't make a single sound, and I ain't gonna do it no more. Cause I found out,
old man,
I found out,
old man,
I found out,
old man.
I found out,
old man.
I found out,
old man.
That old man knows his thing. Now I found out Moe's kicked the bucket.
Yeah, man, buck, buck, bucket.
I found out Moe's kicked the bucket. That old man knows his thing. Now I found out
he kicked the
buck bucket.
I found out.
Buck buck bucket.
I found out who kicked the bucket at old man Moses did.
Well, maybe we ought to call an ambulance for him right away.
How he survived after all that, the way you went sailing right out there.
Well, where's your love, brother? My love got lost after dealing with morons in the cult.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me baby in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, babe, in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep. Endless sleep, endless sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's not the creepy version you're used to, folks, right? That was Gene Ross off the Herald Records label, 1958, with his version of Endless Sleep covering the Jody Reynolds version that was on the Demon label at the exact same time. They both came out at the same time, only Gene Ross was trying to beat Jody Reynolds up the charts with it. His version did not chart. Jody Reynolds had the hit, and the whole payola scandal ensued, right? Because they were paying people to play the Jody Reynolds version and it got like top 10. There it is. See, there's your history lesson. And then before that, it was the rockabilly sounds there of Rod Willis on the Chick Records label with Old Man Mose, who kicked that bucket, right? But we got no, and that was out of 1956.
That made me think of tic-tacking when I was young.
Tell him what, hurry up, tell him what that was.
What? Throwing hard corn at people's windows.
Yeah. In her neck of the
woods. Nowadays, you'd be shot.
They call that tic-tacking.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I wonder if the phys ed department knows about this.
All right, Chesty, lay it on us.
All right, I have something very interesting for you. Around here, we're interested in cults sometimes and communes. I actually had a friend in college who grew up on a commune, and this record is by someone who founded a commune. The guy's name on the record is Mike Rapunzel, but his real name is Metallica, and it's everything you want in a commune. You know, the people were, after the lights went out, everybody's having sex, they're sharing food, they're making their own food, they're making music, it's all about love, and it went on through the 80s, but somewhere along there, this guy got lost and started wanting money, and told him, forget that. People look at us and they think we're behind the times, so let's get computers and electronics and make money and make electronic music. And he started misusing the money. If you're interested in it, you can look it up on the internet about this commune. It's fascinating. Up in Northampton, Massachusetts, they had a great movie put out about it. And I picked the record because it's on the Korn label, and I love Halloween time of year, so it's on the Korn label.
All right, so now back up. So this guy in this cult put out his own records. Like, he had his own band, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
All right.
And I think he's a little narcissistic, but I picked the record basically because Halloween, and it's called The Riddler, so it has a little bit of a creepy feeling to it, and we all love The Riddler from, you know, Frank Goshen days. So I hope you enjoy it.
Frank Gorshin.
Oh, I got it.
Frank Gorshin?
Gorshin,
on
the,
on Batman, yeah.
Batman guy.
Dig. All right.
The Riddler.
Oh my God, what is that awful trash you are playing on Rockin' Radio?
Your chrome plated maze makes me weary, can't you see? But your mind is a junkyard, and don't you wanna be free? To live on in ecstasy. Yeah. Slippery unions are groovy, but it's only a pause. Your joy when it's happening, but when over, I've grown the wall. And you're back on the street of your job. Thank you.
That's right, we're going out tonight on the Out of Sight Sounds of Mint Tattoo, right off the Dot Records label. Folks, you've been digging it tonight on 5110 kilohertz for your upper sideband underground shortwave experience. If you've been digging it at all on the shortwave radio, from the auspices of WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America. And, of course, over on rockandradio.com. And if you're over there in the month of October, you've got to check out the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And a special this month, The Julie Show. That's right. Robot DJ Julie will be taking the reins for an entire show herself this month at Rock and Radio. And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Bri-Fi. Folks, for the month of Rocktober.
Happy Halloween.
And thanks to Joe Stacks for sitting in here and keeping us shotgun seat warm for Dr. Doc Brown.
Always a pleasure. Hey, Chelsea, ring that bell.
Yes, woo! Ring that bell. All right. Good night, Weasley Steve. And good night, Dr. Doc Brown.
Eat your pumpkin pie.
Wherever.